For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. An Effingham man was injured in an accident that occurred on 1600th Avenue, about 200 feet east of 1000th Street, on Tuesday at 5:38 p.m. According to a report from the Effingham County Sheriff's Department, 19-year-old Hudson Graham of Effingham was traveling westbound on 1600th Avenue when he lost control of his vehicle on a recently rocked road. He left the roadway and overturned, damaging a cornfield. He was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital for treatment. Hudson Graham was cited for driving too fast for conditions. Also, the race for Illinois Attorney General could be an interesting one next year. Former Miss America Erica Harold recently said she's running against incumbent Democrat Lisa Madigan. Harold made a name for herself among conservatives when she ran for Congress 3 years ago. She says career politicians have made life a nightmare for people in Illinois and was hinting at Madigan's 14 years in office. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app for Effingham Radio News. I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. A pair of Republicans ventured into Chicago to explain why they wouldn't bail out the city's public schools with an education funding reform bill. State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington and State Representative Bob Pritchard of DeKalb made their case for education funding to a crowded City Club of Chicago event Tuesday. Berrickman told the crowd that negotiations broke down between the GOP and Democrats when they demanded Illinois pay for Chicago teachers' pensions.
This creates an impossible situation that must be overcome if we're to resolve this matter.
Richard said Senate Bill 1's formula that held current funding for schools kept money flowing to schools that have shrinking student populations instead of diverting it to schools that are growing.
When you focus on district needs that are losing students, you're diverting resources that ought to be used through the formula to go to those students that need it around the state.
House lawmakers convene Wednesday but might not even vote on education funding, even though class is already in session in many schools across the state. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.